Republican Senator Kurt Bramble says he and Senator John Valentine began meeting with representatives of the media to talk about HB 477 before it cleared the Senate more than a week ago. He says they met with attorneys for the Utah Media Coalition and have since had several more discussions with individual media outlets. The goal, he says, has been to define the core concern for the legislature and the core concern for the media. And so far, Bramble says there are several areas where he thinks they're finding common ground. Requiring grammar requests to be more specific is one of them.
If you were to submit a grammar request that says that you want all of Kurt Bramble's emails for the last 11 years, that would take an untold amount of resources, and there may be nothing that is in the public interest in those emails. So should there be specificity in the grammar request, or should it be simply a shotgun?
He says the media has agreed these so-called fishing expeditions can be a problem. Bringing down the cost of requests is also a concern for both parties. But where they disagree, Bramble says, is whether or not a 2008 Supreme Court ruling involving the Deseret News trumps provisions in the current law that prevent personal conversations from becoming available to the public. He says that case made the definition of an open record relative to what the public considered to be interesting. And that means personal records are fair game for a grammar request.
The idea that there should be protections and that those protections should be absolute is something that both sides give some support to. But then the media loves to be in the position of having the Deseret News case that says anything that's interesting should be disclosed, whether there's protections or not.
Bramble says that essentially kills the argument that personal information is already protected under Grammar Law and that revisions aren't necessary. Linda Peterson, president of the Utah Foundation for Open Government, admits that is open to interpretation. But she says, regardless, there is nothing good about this law. She says the governor hasn't given any direction as to how to compile the working group that is supposed to discuss the bill, but lawmakers are choosing wisely.
The big players in the media coalition are saying, no, it's not going. We're still trying and hopeful. And they have been led to believe that they will have a seat at the table. What about the other 50-plus newspapers across the state? What about rural organizations? They're being very selective in their reaching out.
Peterson says she believes repealing the law is still possible, if not through a citizen referendum that's moving forward, then through the working group. She says a lot of lawmakers are misguided about what Grandma Law actually does.
The actual dream would be that as they sit down and as they study Grandma, they realize that they should repeal House Bill 477 in a special session and instead make minor tweaks to Grandma rather than doing what they've done.
According to Senator Bramble, the working group will include two or three members of the Senate, members of the House, and representatives of the media. And he says there will be at least a couple of opportunities for public hearings on the matter in April, May, and June. Peterson's group, along with the League of Women Voters and others, will hold a public discussion on Wednesday in the Salt Lake City Main Library to explain HB 477 and talk about its ramifications. I'm Whitney Evans, KCPW News.